Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We have breaking NFL news here, ladies and gentlemen. Another sign of the apocalypse. Bill Belichick has officially announced he's joined Instagram, which he, of course, called InstaFace a few years ago. Bill Belichick on Instagram. Oh, but the next thing you know, he'll have a 24-year-old girlfriend. Oh, he does. Okay. That was on McAfee today.
All right.
It's unbelievable.
Just trying to stay relevant, yep. I guess. David, let's talk a little NFL.
Well, I guess that's fitting. Bill Belichick is on InstaFace now, so we're going to do some bold predictions for the upcoming NFL season. That one, I had no idea, would be on the list. Okay, so let's start in the NFC with a couple here. Kyler Murray goes over 4,000 yards. Significant because he finished just shy of 4,000 yards passing in any of his years that he started. This happened to be his first 2 years where he did that. So now with Marvin Harrison Jr., will he get over 4,000 yards?
I absolutely think so, David. Especially because they're not a bad team. They just can't hold on to the victory. They remind me a lot of what the Lions used to be, where for three quarters or three and a half quarters of the game, they're winning. And then somehow they find a way to shoot themselves in the foot. Plus, you now have a legitimate wide receiver out there. Yes, I think that so long as he stays healthy, which I think he will, that he will get that number.
And their other wide receiver is not terrible, Michael Wilson. And they have a decent running back, obviously, in Connor, who they will pass the ball to occasionally out of the backfield. I think he's going to have a terrific year. And in a weird way, I think the fact that Cliff Kingsbury's not there will help him in the long run.
Yeah.
Another NFC one. The Washington Commanders will finish second in their division.
I love me some Dan Quinn. I think they're a year away from that, but I think they are headed in the right direction. They have legitimate ownership right now. Like I said, I love the coach. Wasn't crazy about what the Dotson trade was from their perspective. But yeah, they just have to shore up the defense in the next year. But I think they're a year away from that.
I think they're third. As much as I don't like the Cowboys, I think the Cowboys have too much talent to finish third.
Mm-hmm.
They'll finish second. The Commanders are trendy. You know what? I think the Commanders, Tony, are getting a lot of love because people are thinking, oh, they could be like the Texans were last year and just came out of nowhere. And you got a lot of people.
Quarterback,
yes. You got a lot of people who want to seem smart because they didn't pick the Texans last year. So I'm going to pick the Commanders this year and get ahead of the curve. No, not going to happen.
Let's go over to the AFC, the Jacksonville Jags. Trevor Lawrence achieves a 4,500-yard passing season. Now, he has thrown for just over 4,500 passing yards in each of the past two seasons, but he just lost Ridley. Will he do it?
Not 4,500. I think that's a bit steep, to be quite honest with you.
And I don't know if he stays healthy the entire season to get there. David, I don't wish any ill will on any quarterback, but he just always seems to go down for a couple games. So, no, I don't think that it's going to happen.
Look, they lost Ridley, but he did get Brian Thomas Jr. Christian Kirk, although he's questionable for this week, is really good. And they got, Davis from Buffalo. So I think he has more weapons than he might have had last year. But you're right. He's becoming one of those, I don't know why, but he always gets injured, guys.
Mm-hmm. A lot of hype. He's kind of like Clemson. Go ahead. Oh, where did he play? Clemson.
Let's do another one in the AFC. For the New England Patriots, Jalen Polk and Javon Baker, rookie wide receivers, will combine for 1,500 receiving yards. Now, in order for that to happen, that would mean they're likely both in the top 8 in receiving yards for rookies this season.
I think it's possible because they're going to be behind in so many games that no matter who the quarterback is, whether it's Brissett or when they bring Drake May into the starting lineup, they're going to be passing the ball a lot. So I think that's possible.
Stoney makes a great case. It is possible. I think New England may be one of the worst teams ever.
Ever?
This New England team could flirt with the Lions and the Browns.
I wouldn't go that far, but they are the worst team in the league. I'll grant you that.
I mean, your best defensive player doesn't want to be. It's just, yeah, I see a lot of disaster. I think the credit card bill is due.
Oh,
they made a deal with the devil, The devil has now come back to claim.
Yeah.
And they look awful right now. I'll say yes, David, because somebody's got to catch the ball. I'll say yes because Stoney's right. They're going to be behind in so many games. But I guess if you're doing fantasy, pick them up as your second or third receiver, sure.
Back to the NFC, the Atlanta Falcons. The team will rank top 5 in offense this season.
They could. I mean, they certainly have the weapons. I mean, if Cousins stays healthy, and even if he doesn't, your guy Penix coming in, I think Bijan is going to show that this why he was the number one running back selected last year. Kyle Pitts is ready to have a real legitimate breakout year, among other things. And Drake London's pretty damn good, too. So, yeah, that would not surprise me at all.
I'm going to say yes. They remind me a lot of the Lions last year, where nobody really believed in the team. They had young pieces. Could this work? I don't know. Fired their OC, brought in somebody new who knew what they were doing, and then all of a sudden,
they fired the head coach.
You know, right. Well, I'm just saying. Yeah. And they changed it up and said, hey, we got all these pieces that we drafted. Yeah. Why are they just doorstops?
Right. The difference between them and the Lions is on the other side of the ball, what they did, with what Judon and Simmons, right? Judon went to Tennessee. No, Judon went to the
Judon
Falcons.
Got traded to the Falcons.
Yeah, I was right. Yeah, okay.
So, yes, I do think that they can have one of the best offenses because Cousins just has to kind of be like Goff, has to be like Purdy. Don't do anything stupid. Don't throw interceptions. Lean on your talent, and if not, just punt the ball. You'll get it right back.
Next one in the NFC. Micah Parsons gets a 20-sack season.
No, I don't. I think 20 is too much. And I love Micah Parsons. I was one of those who thought the Lions should have taken him instead of Penei Sewell. And also, I thought they should have made the trade with Carolina so they could have gotten both of them, actually, in the draft. And who knows who the Lions quarterback would be right now. But that's a whole different story. I just think 20 is a little rich.
I don't. I think that he could achieve that. I like how they use him. I like how they move him around. He's just that guy that goes after the ball.
Don't forget now, this works both ways here. It could be against my prediction for yours or vice versa. It's not Dan Quinn anymore. It's Mike Zimmer. So we'll have to see how he's going to be used.
Okay.
And unpopular opinion, I still would rather have him here over Sewell. I'm sorry. I said it. He's okay. That good. I think it will be first ballot Hall of Famers.
Yes.
But Micah Parsons is him.
one point here that helps you, Rico, regarding Micah Parsons is he's looking for a contract.
Right, that's true. Yeah. Contract year.
That does help. Last one, Cincinnati Bengals. As a team, they achieved the best record in the NFL.
No way. It's that simple. They lost Reader. Look, I know Burrow's back. You have their receiver. I mean, Chase, yeah, he's a contract year, so he might be really good, but there's a little attitude going on with that team. No, I'm going to say no way.
I'm going to say no. I haven't seen their schedule, but I'm going to say no simply for the fact of the division that they play in, a lot of games outside. No. I think they'll be good.
Well, they will win their first game. They play the Patriots.
Yes. Let me see. The Chiefs, Commanders, Ravens. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, they got the Giants. Okay, that's winnable. The Raiders, Chargers. No, I don't think that they will have the best record. No, I don't. Because they finish off the year, David, with your Steelers twice in 3 weeks. And I think at that point, I know you're low on your Steelers, but I think they'll have the fix. Russell will be gone.
Justin Fields will be in there, yeah.
Justin will be in there. Either that or you're playing for the number one pick in the draft.
Which is also possible.
It's also possible.
That is in football today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.